Well, I received a letter from my wife yesterday, and then she wrote me a letter, and then she said that she had a bad dream on August 26th, and then that dream about me, and then she said that I came back home, the sense of failure. Discouraged. And then went back home in the middle of the NSI. So she worried, so much worried about me, and she wrote me a letter for the encouragement. So I know some of you ask me, are you doing all right? I think I'm doing all right, and I appreciate prayer. Well, sometimes it's nice to have a weakness because people pray for you. And then I never had this much prayer support for this message. And so I really appreciate that your support. And I hope this message will benefit you, your life, and the ministry. Well, could you open the blue book and the green book, and then the section of establishing? There are three key content in my message, so I just repeat. Number one, that the key to the success of Navigator disciple-making movement is a recognition of the need for disciples committed to lifetime disciple-making. The second, in order to produce the disciples that committed to lifetime disciple-making, introduce the concept of the three good years, majoring on establishing, and to understand the content for these 3 years. Third, the person who is doing the establishing must do so by the power of the Holy Spirit, be committed to it, and have an attractive and servant character. And could you open that the next page? There is some mistake in my note here. Number three. There's a verse in Joshua 23:11. This is a mistake. This, could you change this to 10? 23:10. Well, establishing has historically been the main emphasis of the Navigator ministry. Dawson Trotman saw this importance of establishing, and then it's become the start of the Navigator ministry. But for that reason, all of us as Nav staff have a strong personal conviction about the necessity of establishing. So therefore, after this message is finished, I would appreciate any feedback from you might have. We look at the importance of lifetime disciple making, and then we'll consider the foundational three good years, which will produce disciples committed to lifetime disciple making. The first, let's take the importance of the lifetime disciple making. According to the FOM, the Navigator mission is to multiply laborers in every nation. The key to multiplying labors in every nation, I believe, is a continuity of disciple making. The disciple who is committed to lifetime disciple making is a person who will be available to be used to make disciples throughout his entire life. The person who is zealous for a while, but at some point quits we will never really multiply disciples. Well, some would be like this. One of the problems we seem to be wrestling with in the NAB today is that the people we have helped at some point quits and are not continuing to be involved in a disciple-making ministry. The ability to continue and persevere in disciple-making will not come from the power of human effort. The ability comes only by the power of the Spirit of God. Acts 1:8 said, "But you receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." According to this verse, we see that the continuity and expansion of the Lord's work takes place on the basis of the power of the Holy Spirit. In the same way, Acts 9:31 emphasizes this point. The Japanese translation states that as the believers were encouraged by the Holy Spirit, as they continue to walk in the fear of the Lord, they multiply in numbers. In this way, the blessing of God was upon them. That is when through the Holy Spirit, the continuity of disciple-making pushed forward, the number of the soul saved multiplied. This is the key to the fulfillment of Great Commission. Now, exactly how does the continuity of disciple-making produce this wonderful result? But realistically, for common men, it probably takes about 5 years to produce a disciple who is able to help others. To only produce one disciple in 5 years may not seem very impressive, but you have admit it is more realistic. The closer we can get to reality, the more people will see that the goal is attainable. And the more people see the goal as attainable, the more they will begin to get actively involved. For example, now for example, let's take a disciple who begin at age 20, and then continue in the disciple-making until he's 70. By the power and encouragement of the Holy Spirit, he takes 5 years and produces one disciple who is... It's difficult to see. He said to leave left. It's all right? Sorry. Well, he takes 5 years and produce one disciple who is able to help others. And he continued to produce one disciple during each 5 years period. The disciple whom he produced also produce another disciple during each 5 years period. By the end of the 50 years period, the 1,024 disciples will have been produced. This multiplication is possible. Today in Japan, there is not even one church which has this many Christians who are disciples. Yet Protestant Christianity has been in Japan over 120 years. From this example, we can begin to see the great potential and influence of one disciple committed to lifetime disciple making. In Deuteronomy 1:11, could you open the verse? Deuteronomy 1:11. Here's more the praise. May the Lord, the God of your father, increase you 1,000 times and bless you as he has promised. We can see the realization of this prayer in lifetime disciple making. Recently, I was sharing this concept with a young businessman. His response was, until now, I was frustrated and discouraged because I felt that disciple making was impossible for me. But given 5 years, I too can make disciples and during my lifetime see multiplication take place. Well, I believe that everyone can produce himself. According to the FOM, within the framework of one ministry, we will limit ourselves to a certain age period, young adults. Yet at the same time, we can allow our thinking and consideration of disciple-making to be limited by age and its potential. I believe that the concept of producing disciples who are committed to lifetime disciple-making will have a tremendous impact on the world today. Well, this brings us to the next point. How do we go about raising up these disciples who are committed to lifetime disciple making? After we meet a person who is seeking a salvation, from the next 3 years, we must invest our life in that person to help him grow in spiritual. For it is this period of time which will greatly influence the life of men and women. Jesus Christ himself, after meeting a disciple, gave next 3 years of his life to teach and train them. In the same way, we can see the Paul example. Paul spent at least 3 years in Ephesus teaching and training those who become the elder of the church. In Japan, there is a proverb which says, the mitsugo no tamashi hyakumare. In Japanese, it's like this. Someone can see this? Some Korean and I think Chinese can understand this meaning properly. We call this mitsugo no tamashi hyakumare. Well, this proverb teaches that the character form in an infant child will not change with age. The same can be said for the realm of the spiritual growth. The Proverb 22:6 says, to train a child in a way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. I have a number of Navigator staff and collaborators. Why they are committed to and doing a disciple making. I asked them. Many share that one of the main reasons was the influence of the personal and group help they received during the first few years. The same is true for me. During the first few years after my decision, I think there was five things that have a lasting influence on my life. The first was the love of the person helping me. The 1 Corinthians 13:7 describes very well his love for me. He bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. I was not teachable and faithful to him. I wanted to grow the way I like. At that time, I have no idea to think the spiritual growth take a personal help. I thought the spiritual growth is just for if you meditate on the word and just be alone in some mountain, and God help you to grow. I saw that. So I want to go the way I like. So naturally I didn't follow his advice and his counsel. But he endures my bad attitude and still believed in me and hope that I can grow in Christ. Now this kind of love helps me to understand the gospel and it's recruited me to follow Christ. Well, second was content. The experience of learning together from Bible about the important issue such as who is God, what is life, its value, and its hope, its objective, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who is He? These were very new things to my knowledge, but this knowledge touched the deepest heart of my heart, and gradually brought a joy to my heart, which I have not experienced before. The third was fellowship, having fun together, tough work camp together, which left good memories. I know one man, he comes at our meeting, but he did not enjoy our meeting, but he only enjoyed the tough work camp. But he's a good man, he's now in the pastor, doing evangelism and then disciple making. You know, the people easily forget what they learn about, but they remember what they experience together, whether good or bad. If they are good memory, they like to be with us, and if not, they will leave us. Now, good fellowship is always built on love. Love is the greatest thing that which abides in us. So the relationship built upon love lasts long. The fourth was a vision, the challenge of vision and plan for reaching the world with the gospel. When I was a young Christian, I remember this emphasis was repeated quite often, and I was challenged greatly by this. I personally feel today there is not enough emphasis on reaching the world for Christ with the gospel as they were before. Thank you. I need to change this quote. I just too hard. Well, I personally feel today there is not enough emphasis on reaching the world for Christ with the gospel as there before. The young man and the woman seeking a vision, they are expecting to be challenged by the godly leaders. I was one of these men at that time, and I was moved by the Spirit and accept this vision as my life work. The fifth was doing evangelism together in a campus ministry. This experience gave me a fear, discouragement, but also the great joy. Because of this experience, I realized clearly the value of the gospel and the power of the gospel to change the lives of many. Thank you. Well, it was this experience during the initial 3 years that showed me that disciple making was something very important. So I have called these 3 years, which has such a decisive influence on the life of direction of young people, the 3 good years. In order for young people to surrender their future to Christ and give themselves for the next half century to disciple making, I try to find the kind of 3 good years which would give the unshakable motivation they needed. There are four things we need to consider for these three good years. The one, the scope and objective of the three good years. The second, the content to be entrusted during the 3 years. The quality of the one entrusting, the process or method of entrusting. Now let's look at the first point, the scope of the three good years. And in this illustration, it's where we're measuring and establishing in the framework of evangelizing and equipping. The objective is the ministering disciple who is committed to lifetime disciple making. The scope of the 3 years is the amount of time in a collegiate ministry in which we a close personal relationship can be established. During this time, the most students who trust Christ as Savior become disciples and graduate at about ministering disciple levels. For this reason, it is important to see this 3 years period as the three good years so that we may raise up and establish these young people. We have to be consciously aware of the objective as we help them. Well, the next is the content which we must entrust during the three good years. The Paul commands Timothy, "What you have heard from me before many witnesses, entrust to faithful men." This, what you have heard from me, was the gospel, the guided by the Holy Spirit, something of great value. If we know we have received something of great value, we take good care of it and do not hesitate to make a personal sacrifice for it. However, if it does not have a value, it will soon be thrown away and forgotten. What has been entrusted to us today is a very precious gospel of great value. It is very important that we teach the value of it as we entrust it to others. To comprehend the full meaning of the gospel, I have divided into three parts. As in this illustration, the first, there is a gospel of salvation. The second, the basic lifestyle worthy of the gospel. And third, the vision flowing from the gospel. The gospel of salvation. By far the most important things we must entrust to young people is the gospel which will result in the salvation. Paul notes the importance of the gospel in 2 Timothy 1, 9 and 10. The next is the basic lifestyle by which we may lead a life worthy of the gospel. It is a basic which teach those who have been saved how to live and grow the Christian life so that he would experience to the fullest the life of grace. This also be called the life of the will illustration. Therefore, in Philippians 1:27, Paul said, "Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ." The third is vision, a vision for the gospel. As a person continues to grow and mature spiritually, he sees the richness of his life. And in order to bring this blessing of salvation to others, he has a vision of sharing the gospel with others and helping them become disciples. This is a vision of Great Commission, and it helps disciples to discover and experience the deeper meaning of gospel. The Paul said, I do all things for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessing. The gospel containing all these three parts has been entrusted to us. The gospel, as a priceless treasure, we must entrust to others. Now that this illustration shows how the content of this study relates to the other stages. I call this a focus chart. This illustration always confirms what to focus in helping another person. We emphasize the teaching the gospel from the point where a person is actively seeking through his conversion until he is into the growing Christian stage. Here to here. The basic becomes the main focus of study from the point of conversion from the basic disciple period. We emphasize the vision from the growing Christian stage until he is a ministering disciple, or disciple makers. The content of the box is a theme which we must establish in going from one stage to another. These are conversion, lordship, vision, and calling. The inside the bracket is the result of growth. More than anything else, the first objective is to become Christ-like. And the objective of disciple-making movement is to become a laborer. The quality of a character of one who entrusts the three good years, as you all know, that is as important as the content which we entrust. The Proverb 26:9 says, like a thorn bush in a drunkard's hand is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. The gospel in the mouth of one who is humble, who is obedient to God's will, is desirable. But in the mouth of the fool, the gospel is mistaken as trash. The one person told me, there is a preacher I can't open my heart to. The content of his message is great, but it does not penetrate my heart. Why that, I ask? Because I see there is a gap between what he says and what he does. The one who entrusts must be seen by the other person as a man of God, possessing the attractiveness of Christ. Jesus is, Luke 40 says, a student is not above his teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like his teacher. This teaches that the quality of the leader we have a decisive influence on the quality of the follower. In saying this, a young disciple questioned, am I qualified to follow up someone? But being attractive is not a matter of how long we have been a Christian. There are many young people who adequately possess the attractiveness of Christ. I am thankful that when I first came along the Navigator, those who helped me, both young people and older missionary, possess the attractiveness of Christ. The 3 good years need a good man, like a good shepherd of our Lord Jesus Christ, who loves us and died for our sin. Because it develops the lasting friendship and the lasting commitment to Christ's vision. Our growth of understanding and experience the gospel is we can see the through the love. When they see the love in the one who share the gospel is understandable. But if there is no love, the gospel is just like a good idea. It's not real to those who hear it. After this, they begin to experience the depths of the gospel by growing in the basics at the beginning of to take a part in the vision. So that to entrust the gospel is not just entrusting the 3 key contents to a faithful man, but entrust these with love. This is the reason we need the attractiveness of Christ in the person we entrust. I still remember that one big mistake I had during early days of my ministry in Tokyo. I was a student and was helping a young convert I had led to Christ. I worked very hard to help him to become strong in the basics and then expect him to grow to the image I had for a Christian. After a year later, one day he called me and I picked up the phone. He said in a low voice, "I wanted to stop, have fellowship with you and with Navigator." I was so discouraged when I heard this. I could not talk, and so I went out from the Nav home where I lived. And as I walked on the street, I asked myself, "What's wrong?" I tried my best to help him. But soon after, I found that I really did not love him. I just pushed him the thought I have, pushed my standard to him. So the follow-up without love give no glory to God. I confessed my sin and asked God to give me love. It was a hard lesson to learn and costly. Well, after this, you know what's happened. I went back in my room and I was sitting. There's a knock at the door. So I opened the door. Well, there is Miss Ogawa there. Miss Ogawa is now present, my wife. And she gave me some nice cake, cookies, for my encouragement. So after that, well, I, as you know, I had a special feeling toward her. I learned that God is the God of comfort to those who obey Him. The process of method of entrusting the 4th point of the 3 good years, the process of entrusting in something, someone else, what has been entrusted to us, at the equipping stage may take on a more complicated form, but at the establishing level, it is desirable for the process of entrusting to be in the simplest form as possible, so that anyone can do it. To help us in this, I would like to introduce the Hertz principle, This can be found in Acts 15, 28 to 31. Acts 15, 28 to 31. It seems good to the Holy Spirit and to us not to burden you with anything beyond the following requirements. You are to abstain from the food sacrificed to idols, from blood, from the meat of the strangled animals, and from sexual immorality. You will do well to avoid these things. Farewell. The men were sent off and went down to Antioch, where they gathered the church together and delivered the letter. The people read it and were glad for it. Encouraging message. At that time, the Jewish Christians were requiring of the Gentile Christian a standard for their faith, which of course they themselves could not even attain. This was causing disorder in the church. This is why the leader met in Jerusalem for this conference. As a result, they put together in the simple form the minimum requirement for the Gentile Christians. This decision was then sent to the old churches. When the disciples read the decision, they were joyful because they could keep the simple requirement of the decision. It can be said that as a result of this conference, the Christianity seized this opportunity to spread from the face of the Jewish world throughout the entire world. This is a hard principle. Well, hard, H is happy, A is able, S is simple. So tough. Go down up. The first, the simple, that this means putting together in a simple form the minimum requirements for the spiritual growth. The able is a result. The more people are then able to do it, there is no meaning if we only a few can do it. The happy, therefore, because everyone can participate and accomplish it, they are happy. If the people are joyful and happy, it is natural that it will spread outward. Moreover, because it is simple, it is easy to proclaim and spread. We can overlook the point that I believe that one of the reasons the Navigator disciple making spread worldwide is because it utilize this has principle. The opposite is something complicated, hard to understand, which means it is impossible to do it, which brings frustration. So there is no way you can expect it to spread and multiply. For disciple making to spread as a movement is according to the God's will and God himself desire to see this happen for his glory. The hard principle, if we continue to utilize it, we have a great contribution to the expansion of disciple making. But finally, I'd like to wrap up my message on establishing. As we have done until now in the Navigator, so for the future we must take this area as a major theme so that the influence of the service may spread worldwide. Using the term the 3 good years, I have taken the establishing with a broader meaning. The reason for sharing these things is to help us again realize that the power of the spiritual influence of these 3 years on a person and what result produce is much more than we think. The time God alone The time God allows us to spend with one person is limited. Within the limit of these few years, in order for the God's will to be done in his life, we should expect to have a significant spiritual impact on his life. If we take this time of establishing too lightly, it will mean a great loss for the kingdom of God. Also, it's saying we are limited to the 3 years. I don't mean we should try to cram everything into this time period. Instead, in disciple making, we have to think in terms of having a maximum influence with a minimum amount of content. What we want to see from these 3 years in the life of these young disciples is a motivation and conviction that needed for them to continue in a disciple-making ministry the rest of their lives. More than anything else, we want to continue in this disciple-making ministry by the power of the Holy Spirit, trusting God to give spiritual growth in the lives